Vegan for total peace.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते कई भाषाओं में कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Believe me, your work is very powerful. You are helping the whole world. And not just the world, but the heavens, lower heavens and the hell as well. And all the animals are thanking you. And the hell people are thanking you. Heavens are thanking you. Even though you, not all of you might see it.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Hola is hello in Spanish. My name is Carmen. Lively Spain thanks you for sharing with the world how intelligent and highly spiritually developed our animal friends are. The southwestern European coastal nation of Spain is well known for its culturally diverse heritage. With 48 recognized UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Spain has preserved and honored the many influences that have shaped the nation's history. Spain is also a wondrous land for nature lovers, featuring 16 national parks throughout the mainland and nearby islands. The country is a paradise, blessed with great biodiversity due to its array of terrains that range from high mountain peaks to crystal clear ocean waters. Spain has been the birthplace and home of countless creative individuals. Spanish artists include Pablo Picasso, Salvador Dalí, Joan Miró, and Francisco de Goya, while literary icons include Miguel de Cervantes, who wrote Don Quixote, as well as poet-playwright Federico García Lorca, and novelist Javier Marías. But one of the most famous and exciting features of Spanish culture is its flamboyant and passionate flamenco music and dance. Originating in Spain's Andalusia region, the flamenco is a form of storytelling conveyed through its unique rhythms and choreography. It was a joy to share a glance of picturesque Spain with you, adorable viewers. May the fruits of your spiritual practice be sweet and fulfilling. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within. To achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 8 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
Yeah, anymore? Cannot think of anything. Too busy listening. Huh? Yes, no, no, yes.
Seems no more questions, Master.
No more? You are sleeping, huh? Only me working, huh? Not fair, not fair. Okay, never mind. I'm glad to see you, and I'm glad that you're working for this noble work. Even more noble because you will not see how many people benefit from it. You probably understand that it will benefit the world, but you have not yourself seen it. Sometimes you hear it from Hotline or other disciples told you, but you yourself don't know how much benefit your work is giving the world. So even then, you just have faith and do it.
Yes,
and believe in that. And this is very, very unconditional, very selfless. Because most people, when they do something, they want the satisfaction of knowing the result. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes. So they feel successful, feel happy. We don't even have this. We don't even have this luxury. But now and then we heard it from the Hotline or from other disciples. Or at least you have faith. And that's very good of you. Okay, I want to thank you, all of you, and the people outside.
Thank you, Master.
Yes, bravo. Thank you, thank you. Yes, I'm glad that your faith is so strong and your selfless heart is also very strong, so that even though you don't see the result, you don't have the luxury of experiencing the outcome of your noble work, but you still continue doing it, believing that goodness will bring goodness, you know? And your work, because of goodness, it will bring goodness to the world. to be able to believe that, you must have a very good heart, a very noble intention inside you, even though you might be too humble to recognize that. And it's okay too. It's okay too. Because if we know too much, who knows, maybe our ego will pop up. Then it might be making trouble for our daily concentration in our work. Okay?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
But believe me, your work is very powerful. You are helping the whole world. And not just the world, but the heavens, lower heavens, and the hell as well. And all the animals are thanking you. And the hell people are thanking you. Heavens are thanking you. Even though you, not all of you might see it. But it's all right. We don't have to be happy. We don't have to know the result of our work. But we understand that it is good because we are doing good. Right?
Yes.
Our work must bear some goodness, must bear some good fruit, because it's good work that we're doing, the best work that we're doing. Even if we don't see, we don't hear, we know, we believe that it's good. Our work brings goodness to the world. And if you do believe it, it brings good to heaven as well, and to hell. And of course to the animals, obviously, more and more people become vegan because of Supreme Master Television. Of course, it's because of many other saints and sages and good people who are working outside there, okay? Outside of our circle. Like the vegan people, the vegan promoter people, the animal rescue people, the government who approve vegan or approve the end of animal cruelty, etc., etc. All of them are also working very hard and helping the planet. So it cannot be bad. It can only be good and better and better. Okay? Yeah.
Yes.
And for your unshaken faith, I congratulate you and I'm very proud of you. And thank you, of course. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you for being our inspiration, Master. You inspire us every day.
For sure, I'm Superwoman. If you see my table, my desk, full of wires, all different colors, different kinds, then you know for sure I'm Superwoman. Because I don't know if any ordinary woman can live, sleep, and meditate or function in this kind of environment. Except for you guys. You are, I say, machine geek, yeah? Computer geek. You love computer. You love anything machine. Yeah, I'm a woman. I don't love it. I'm a poet, actually, at heart.
Yes, Master, you are.
Yeah, I love to make songs, I love to write poetry, I love to take photographs of beautiful things. I'm softer than my man, and now I have to be tough. I do all these kind of things. To you, maybe it's nothing, but for me, it's really a big, big job to connect all these wires.
It's a lot, Master, it's a lot.
Even it's a lot for you?
It's a lot for you, Master.
It is for me.
Too much.
I confess, I'm not saying I'm that tough that this is a piece of cake. No, it's not. I can't believe I did all this, connecting this and that and others together and making it function. Yeah, I could even talk to you. I wanted this long ago, yeah, but I thought it's not possible for a computer zero like me, yeah? Because although a superwoman like me, I don't know if tomorrow or next day we will have a chance to talk to each other. Okay, huh? Yes. Who knows? We take one day at a time. Whenever we can, we count it as a very, very miraculous blessing. Yeah? Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. If you don't have any more questions, then I will tell you about another story. You want that?
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
Okay, you want to hear about Satan, or you want to hear about Moses and the ants? Moses, good. We just talk about him, right? So we continue this way. Yes. This is the first book, and the stories in this book are simple and easy to listen to, easy to digest. So that's why I started with it. You know, in the second and third book, be more sophisticated, deeper spiritually. Okay? I just remember vaguely like that. I can't remember all the stories in there. Okay, so now Moses and the ants. Originally, I didn't choose it. I didn't choose this one. I thought it's too short and it's not much. But by the way, I saw it today. When Moses was on Mount Sinai and was blessed with the initiation and the Ten Commandments, I wonder if this was really God himself personally, or it was the master who transmitted to him all this initiation. You see that what we read is like initiation, yeah? The commandments and the silence, the remembrance of God, but not to speak loudly about God's name, yeah?
Yes.
Or in any occasion at random, he is forbidden. So it's like maybe there was a saintly master who gave him this initiation on the Mount Sinai. Most masters, they like to live on a mountain, you know, far away from the dust of the world. So maybe there was a physical master that gave him initiation and these Ten Commandments. And then God came down and told them. Concerning the bush with the fire, maybe the master sat under the tree, surrounded by the cooling bushes, yeah, and trees and plants. And the fire is the light from the master that emits from his being or her being. You understand now?
Yes, Master.
Mm. And then normally, like in India, the people look upon the master as God personified. Just like many of your brother and sister also address me thus. Remember? Yeah?
Yes, Master. Mm.
Because they think the master represents God, and sometimes they call him or her God-man, or God-woman, yes, or Holy Mother from God, something like that. So I guess that Moses was on the Mount Sinai having the master's initiation, yeah? And of course he could see God through the initiation, through the light and the sound of God, of the music and light of heavens. So now he was there on Mount Sinai, and then God gave him the Ten Commandments. Afterward, Moses told Israel's descendants about God's Ten Commandments, but they did not keep it. They did not believe Moses had seen God and the Ten Commandments. And so they became idolatrous also, yes? They made not even just a statue of any past saint even, or any heaven or angels even. They made the statues of golden calf?
Yes.
Okay, yes, yeah, yeah. And they worshipped that. Mm. Because one of Moses' brother or relatives, family member, told them that, "I have a golden calf. You should believe in this. It's easier. What for you believe Moses when he said about God you don't even see? I have the golden calf. You can see. So you should worship the calf." So everybody listened to that person. Who was that? Was Moses' brother or cousin, or I forgot. Anyway, you can see wherever there is a positive pole, there's a negative that spring up, yeah? Just like in Jesus' life or Buddha's life. It was Judas, or there were other opposing him, or the Buddha's cousin, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, now they even worshipped the golden calf instead of God. So God punished them with a big plague, and 30,000 people died from that pandemic. Oh, 30,000 is a lot for that time, yeah? Yes. Because there was only a small group of people who followed Moses out of Egypt. Remember?
Yes.
They were in Egypt and they were slaves. working for the Pharaoh of Egypt at that time to build this and that and others, and they were treated like slaves. Yeah, they were even forbidden to openly worship God in their own religion. They went out of Egypt, and it's not like a big group. So 30,000 people died from the pandemic. That is a very big, big number for them. You understand? You can imagine, right? Okay.
It's not just that they worshipped the golden calf. They also sinned against the Ten Commandments. You see, because God said, don't kill, don't steal and all that. But they probably did all that because they ate meat. And instead of eating the vegan diet that God has told Moses to do, that is sinning more together with the worshipping of the, you know, the statue of the calf. That is the sinning, very, very sinful, the eating of the meat. That's why in the Bible it says meat for the belly and belly for the meat, and God shall destroy both meat and them. Just like one time they asked God to give them, they say, you give our ancestor manna, cannot you give meat as well? So God rained down meat for them to eat, and God destroyed them all. You see that?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
So it's a precept, it's a commandment that they also sin against, against God's will, against God's rules. Not just the worshipping of the calf only, because they went the wrong way. They don't worship God, they don't keep God's commandments. They just worship the calf, and then they think the calf will help them, bless them, so they could do anything they wanted. And they sinned further down, you know, eating meat and killing and all that. That's why. That's why God punished them by the plague, by the pandemic.
Distinguished viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 8 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your spiritual journey be graced with God's benevolence.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Killing is never right. Peace is the only answer.